Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We can go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, lead off batter. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Kind of snowy out this morning, so I got the day off. Of course, I only work part-time anyway, so that's a pretty good gig. I wanted to talk about the Wisconsin Republican Party, if I can for a moment. They're proof that maybe we can get away with a part-time legislative body in the state because they rarely meet anyway. That would save a lot of money. But I want to give a shout-out to Brian Hilgendorn on the Supreme Court. He was elected a conservative, but at least the man recognizes rule of law. Not like the other conservatives on the Supreme Court of the great state of Wisconsin. For goodness sakes, they voted to take my vote away, which I, for one, will never forget. We have some of the greatest people in the world running to vote in this state, especially in rural Wisconsin, and even in Milwaukee and Madison. And what's kind of spooky there is we were one vote away from overturning the vote in Wisconsin in basically two counties, Dane County and Milwaukee County. So that smacks up against racism in my mind. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the one Supreme Court justice on the conservative side that had the wherewithal to vote against overthrowing the vote. And I don't really know, Matt, where the trying to get my words together. I don't know where the Republican Party is headed in this state. But at one time, in the era of Tommy Thompson and people like him, you could actually do something. So with that, thanks for taking my call, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. As always, you really hit on an important issue. A couple of things. With regard to the GOP, you're right. They went underground and haven't met since, I think it was March or April of last year, and now they've come back a little bit. But they are a do-nothing legislature because of the Republicans. They attack Evers, and then they usurp his power in the lame duck legislation and say, we're the governors, and we're the attorney general. And but why aren't you doing something? It's very, very bad news. People are going to tumble to that. But Brian Hagedorn, I'm very high on him. I think I've told you that before. Now, don't overlook the fact that there are three other justices, Jill Karofsky and Dalit and Ann Walsh Bradley, not Rebecca Bradley, Ann Walsh Bradley, who are stalwarts. And they are moderates. They are in very independent on a lot of these issues. And their three votes were essential. They were essential to sustain the vote here. But Brian Hagedorn put it over the top. It was 4-3. If Brian Hagedorn had gone with the other three justices, that would have called into question the vote in Wisconsin for no reason, just buying into the conspiracy theory, the Trump conspiracy theory, the QAnon conspiracy theory. And it's very disturbing that we came that close. I agree with you. And I'll go one step further. Brian Hagedorn's a conservative. There's going to be a lot of votes that you're going to disagree with on him. But the one thing that I'm persuaded, and he reminds me of great justices of the Supreme Court in the past, who are able to put aside partisan inclinations on who they voted for and to follow the Constitution, just to follow the Constitution, follow the law wherever it goes. And he did that. He did that. Now, he's elected for 10 years. So he has another 7 or 8 years to go because he just got elected a couple of years ago. But when he's up again, it's a long time in the future. If anybody runs against him, I am going to publicly say that I support him. Not because I agree with him on everything, but because I agree with the values he brings to this. And that is a judge, above all, should apply the law. He should apply the Constitution. He should follow the law. He should follow the Constitution and not substitute his personal preference. So Shout out for Brian Hagedorn. And it was not just on the certification issue. It was also on the issue of throwing people off the voter rolls precipitously in the middle of an election. It was also, frankly, clogging the ballot with some people, candidates. Kanye West is one of them. The Green Party is the other one. In a 4-3 vote, who did not follow Wisconsin law. They didn't follow Wisconsin law. Kanye West was supposed to file his papers by 5 p.m. at the latest on a certain day, and he filed it after that. And he wanted a mercy rule. Well, there's no mercy rule on filing papers. I knew somebody over here in the Milwaukee suburban area, not in the city, who was going to run for judge. This is a long time ago. And he thought he'd be tricky. He had all his signatures, and he thought, I'll run him over the next day, the last possible day in the afternoon, and I will fox everybody. That night, guess what? 12 inches of snow. He couldn't get out of his driveway. He screamed, he yelled. He finally got to downtown Milwaukee. That's as close as he could get. He couldn't get to Dane County. He tried filing them with a clerk in City Hall. The clerk said, this isn't where you file it. You file it in Madison, Jack. Well, it's snowing. I can't get to Madison. Too bad, Jack. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back. No more, no more. And he did not get to run. So why should Kanye West? Anyway, to get into all this, Brian Hagedorn follows the law. And there's some things where, yeah, we'll have disagreements. But I think it's very, very important that we now have four justices who follow the law. I think that is a great thing. And, Paul, you nailed it. And I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. There's one development, favorable development, the Department of Justice watchdog under Biden. But this is the watchdog that really preceded Biden, has launched an investigation into all efforts to overturn the election. And ostensibly what he's doing is looking into this sordid, tawdry business of Trump trying to recruit a guy named Clark, an assistant attorney general, to be acting attorney general, throw out Jeffrey Rosen, the acting, because Jeffrey Rosen wouldn't help him overturn Georgia. And then Clark, who is just as crooked on this as Trump, would help him overturn Georgia. And suddenly a whistle got blown. And how did the whistle get blown? Because the day that this plot was hatched, Reffensberger of Georgia released that 1-hour audio of the conversation between Trump and him, where Trump is bullying him, saying, I only need 11,870 votes. That's all I need. All I need. It's not a lot. Dig them out. Find them somewhere. Put them on. You know, if you don't, it's a criminal offense. If you don't, you can go to jail. This is extortion. This is a mob recording. This is a mob recording. And when that came out, all hell broke loose. The other assistant attorney generals got wind of what was going on, threatened to quit en masse, and the whistle got blown. That is being investigated, and I hope the watchdog adds collusion by Republican senators and congressmen in line and saying that the election was fraudulent. That was an act of sedition to say that at that high level. Those people should suffer consequences, and not just at the polls. Not just at the polls. There are 140 of them in the House. Coming to a break, the lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.